Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033, Barclays, buysellpawn.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours. I'm JT. We got my buddy Charlie Reimer with us today on the After Hours. If you missed the regular show, you should go back and listen to it on SoundCloud and help us break that 100,000 download mark. That's just kind of a thing in my head, you know. I got to get that 100,000 mark, but we're only a couple thousand away from it at this point. Anyway, as you know, Charlie's usually on the golf show with us when he's got time to visit, but now we're talking barbecue and food. So for the totally uneducated, and I am not one of them because I know what it is, but what is a low country boil?
Well, it's, I think depending on where you're from, you might get a little bit different answer. I know folks up in the Northeast, you know, it's going to be maybe some clams and they're going to have some lobster in there. Yep. And corn and potatoes and that sort of stuff. But down here in South Carolina, the very best place to do low country boil, this is a front porch thing. And I got a beautiful front porch about 80 feet across and we're just about 100 yards from the Waccamaw River. So it's a really cool set under some live oak trees, you know, with the Spanish moss and all that. Got a little country music playing over there on the side. So we got a really good setting for that low country boil. But what I do is I get a big stock pot. I don't know, it's probably 5 or 8 gallons. And I just do a propane burner and I'll get over on the side and you know, I'll get the thing boiling. And all I do is water and Old Bay. I use a ton of Old Bay.
Yep.
And so I'll sort of quarter some red new potatoes if I can find those. Those might be in a half, but I want pretty good sized chunks, and I'll get those in there going and I'll sort of time it out. I'll have the potatoes going maybe 8 or 10 minutes and I love using the kielbasa, the spicy jalapeno kielbasa. And what I'll do is the spicy, when I slice it up, I'll make it, you know, pretty long, and I'll also put some mild in there, and I'll cut it to where it's, you know, pretty thin slices. So, yep. You know, a lot of folks don't like that kick, and I'll get that going in there with the potatoes. Like I said, I like to give them about a 10-minute head start, and then I'll drop some onion in there and some corn in there. And then I'm normally about 15, 18 minutes when I feel pretty good about the potatoes.
Yeah.
Being cooked, the corn goes in. I'll give it about a 5-minute head start, and shrimp. Basically, I'll throw the shrimp in. There's a very last thing, and it's you almost can't pull it out too fast. I can't really stand shrimp when it's overcooked. But
right.
2.5-3 minutes is the most I want the shrimp. And then what I'll do is if I've got a colander that works in my pot, then I'll just have the colander in there, you know, and pull it. And I just love throwing it on a card table that's got a tablecloth and then, you know, newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll always have some butter and some real spicy cocktail sauce there. And it's sort of, you know, one-stop shopping for a meal from beginning to end. It's no more than about 30 minutes. And what's really cool about it is recently I had quite a few folks from New York, Long Islanders, and a couple of rednecks like me, and you know, on that front porch, and we were drinking some stuff that wasn't really necessarily sweet tea. We were having a big old time, and it wasn't long until we were all speaking the same language on the front end.
Yeah,
communicate.
Yeah,
but just looking at that table of presentation, and I go in there real heavy with Old Bay on top of that. And ring the dinner bell and grab a plate and go after it. And, you know, we always do paper napkins and paper plates, and then people can, you know, clean up after themselves. And sit around everywhere and just, you know, sit and talk and enjoy the scenery, enjoy the meal. And the great thing about it is we had about 16 people, and I don't even think total it was 100 bucks to feed 16 people. And so for your dollar, for the quality of the food, and just for being able to hang out and socialize, it's hard to beat a low country boil.
No, it's terrific stuff. And I've had the ones like you talked about up in the Northeast, up on, you know, Cape Cod and that kind of stuff. And then I've not had one of yours yet, but I will someday. It's a lot about
the hang.
Yeah,
is what it's about. The front porch and the hang is about 95% of it.
Oh yeah, you got to do that. You ever do mud bugs?
I've had them when I've been in down in Louisiana and the parts of the world that have them, and they're okay. We don't have them in this part of the world, I'm sure you could get them frozen, but that seems like something that you probably ought to be eating.
Oh yeah,
fresh. They're just a little bit messy for me. You know, that eat the tail and suck the head thing is a little bit too carnal for me, you might say.
Yeah.
But I do like the taste of crawfish. But I'm just gonna mostly hang out around the tail section of those.
Yeah,
suckers.
Yeah, me too. I mean, yeah, we had a on the ranch I grew up on. We had a creek that went on three sides of it, and so. You know, me and the neighbor boys, the Misley boys, you know, we were out there always playing pirates and stuff. And I had a little plastic boat. My mom worked in a grocery store and they had a Nestle's Crunch display in one summer. Mm-hmm. And it was this little blue plastic boat. And you could get, it would actually float and you could get two people in it. Well, we figured out that and I got the boat eventually and tied some bailing twine around a rock and made an anchor out of that, and we'd take a coffee can, little coffee can, about half of it full of water, and throw it in there from the creek, and we could take our tongs or your fingers and we'd go catch crawdads for hours and fill that thing up.
Yeah.
And then we'd take them up to the house and I'd cook them, and I was just a kid and I'd cook them, and like you said, use Old Bay, and we'd use some pickling spice. My dad hated them. Absolutely. And I'd stink up the house
with that stuff. You like them even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would stink up the house with that stuff, and he'd come home and go, well, I won't tell you what he said, because this is a...
I can imagine. That's the good thing about a low country boil is just getting a basic little propane burner. And the hard part's finding a stock pot that works. I actually use a pot that was designed to fry a turkey in, because otherwise, you know, if you go buy a stock pot that's 8 gallons or so, I mean, that sucker might cost you $300.
Yep.
And you can find them online, you know, a whole kit and caboodle for $39 somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it might not last you a couple seasons, but nothing lasts in the humidity where I live. So
no.
But it's just being able to get it outside. Doing low country boil inside the house would be a little rough for a few days, I would say.
Got to get the windows open, you know, even though you got
exactly.
To get the windows open. Charlie, one last question. Is there anything that you want to try to cook? I mean, I know we talked about the doing the corned beef and creating pastrami and that stuff. But is there anything else you've seen in your travels that you'd like to take a shot at cooking? And you just haven't had the time yet?
Well, that pastrami is the top of my list.
Sure.
I see a lot of people. I've only done this one time, and I hadn't quite figured it out. The big green egg is so versatile. I love pizza, and I've got the pizza stone, and I've only tried pizza one time, and I didn't quite get it right. But to me, and I go back to the front porch, in wintertime here in Myrtle Beach, when it's, you know, a cool night and you can get that big green egg, 850 degrees, something like that, and get that pizza stone just right.
Yep.
I'd really like to get pizza sort of nailed and maybe have a night where I think the real key is the dough. That's what I struggle with, but have that card table up on the porch with all the ingredients and be able just to slide a pizza on there for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes at that high temperature, and so everybody can sort of make their own little pizza.
Yep.
That's something that I'd really like to give a shot. And I know it's a barbecue show, so you can do barbecue chicken pizza. That counts, right?
Hell yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
It all counts.
But I couldn't get it to where when I did it before. It takes 2 or 3 times sometimes of messing up before you get that egg figured out. But I just couldn't quite. The pizza would maybe burn on one spot, and then the dough in the middle is not quite right. So I got to experiment a little bit with the dough to figure that out. But I think that'd be a pretty cool thing to figure out.
Here's a tip from my buddy Meathead up at Amazing Ribs. If you get a store-bought pizza, and if you get it delivered or you go get it, you bring it home. Don't let them cut it.
Yeah.
Don't let them cut it.
Why is that?
Because as soon as you cut it, all the oil from all the cheeses and stuff is going to start running down and it'll make that crust soggy. So you keep it whole and you get it home, you cut what you want and you put it on your pizza stone and keep it warm until you want another piece or two. You pull it out, you cut it, you do it like that. Of course, at my house, it goes so damn quick that doesn't make any sense, but but I actually tried it and it does work. It keeps the crust from getting too soggy. So just a little FYI.
That's a whole key for pizza. You got to get that crust right. And I'm I like the thin crust pizzas.
Yep.
And every now and then you find a place that they got it just right. Man, most of the time those places are pretty close to New York City.
Yeah, they are. They are. Charlie, thanks so much for being with us, man. I appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure.
So we'll be back next week with another edition of not only Barbecue Nation, but After Hours. And for Charlie Reimer and myself, we thank you for listening. Take care.